Ohio Republican Party Chairman Matt Borges will be the delegation chairman. Other top party members will serve in key positions, including Tracy Winbush, the newly elected treasurer of the state central committee. Winbush, a backer of Governor John Kasich in his bid for the presidency, told the group it's important to unify behind the Republican nominee, whoever that might end up being, even if it's the current frontrunner, Donald Trump, a man she has repeatedly lambasted on her radio show in Youngstown.
No, I don't like Trump. I don't like Hillary more. And at the end of the day, I would rather have Trump than Hillary. I'm a Kasich supporter all the way. And I want to see my governor in the White House. But if he doesn't make it, I'll take Trump. But I don't want Hillary.
Gary Burkholder, another member of the state central committee, is a strong critic of the state party's leadership. Burkholder says he voted for Trump in the primary and thinks the frontrunner has gained so much traction in the race because he realizes many don't have a voice in the current political system.
Part of the reason he's had success is because the middle class, the everyday working individual says, "What do I have to lose?" At least he's talking to the issues, whether you agree or not. And he's willing to tell it like it is.
Ohio's 66 GOP delegates are bound to Kasich because recently enacted rules say the winner takes all in the Buckeye State's Republican primary. Borges says delegates should be thankful for that because they won't be relentlessly lobbied by other candidates to change their vote before going into the convention this summer if Trump doesn't have the 1,237 delegates he needs to clinch the nomination. Joe Ingles at the Ohio Public Radio Statehouse News Bureau.